in Israel. So we as believers, if we believe in our Bible and the God of Israel, then we need to understand what it is in the month of October. In the month of October, a miracle is going to happen that you'll ever always remember. Glory be to God. So let's see this, because we are believing God for the October to remember. Every one of us, we are believing that something is going to happen. Now let's go to the book of Amos 9. We're going to read from verse 13 to 15. It says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. Come on. Somebody say, it will not be long.
It will not be long.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
It will not be what?
Long.
Can you imagine that? It says, from now, it will not be long. It says, it will not be long now. God's decree. It's a decree of God declaring this. Things are going to what?
Happen so fast.
My God.
Your head will swim.
My God.
One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once.
My God.
And everywhere you look.
What?
Blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills.
Did you just understand that? Come on, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? The Bible says it will not be long from now. Things will be happening very fast. And they'll be happening one after another. And it says you'll be looking everywhere. And it says your head will shake because you will not keep up how things will be happening. Wherever you'll be looking, blessings, blessings, blessings. Raise your hand and say, in the month of October, my life is opening now. In the month of October, things will be happening in my life.
Things will be happening in my life.
Come on, put your hands, put your hands, put your hands. Now. Let's go ahead. All right. Verse 14. I will make things right. Did you hear that? I'll make things right again. Okay? I will make things right again. If you have a neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Things will be right again.
Things will be right again.
Come on, say it again. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Things will be right again.
Things will be right again.
You will be healed again.
You will be healed again.
You will be blessed again.
You will be blessed again.
You will see your deliverance again.
You will see your deliverance again.
You will see your money again.
You will see your money again.
You will see your victory again.
You will see your victory again.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
You see, what the scripture says here, it says, I will make everything, not some things, everything right again for my people, Israel. They will rebuild their own cities. They will plant vineyards and drink good wine. They will work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. In verse 15, I love it. It says what?
And I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, say so.
Wherever you are, just raise up your hands. Just raise up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, in this month, I decree and declare, wherever everyone is watching me from, that you will make things right again for them. As your word says, they will never be uprooted again. What you give them, what you do for them, your word says, this time around, no one will uproot them again. I decree and declare that wherever you shall look, there shall be a blessing. The Lord will make things happen very fast. Receive in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen.
Amen.
I want us to go to Job 5, verse 12.
The book of Job, chapter 5, verse 12. He frustrates the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot carry out their plans.
If you are very serious with your life, I want you to understand what I'm about to share with you right now. God is able to frustrate the hands, the devices, the weapons, the plans of the crafty. Do you know who are the crafty? The crafty are those people. That's why witch is known as witchcraft. Okay? Witchcraft. Because it's not just to bewitch you, but there is a craft. A craft, it is a certain idea that people have. You may have people who are very close to you, not because they love you, but it is a device of being crafty. To be crafty is to deceive you, to fool you, to make you not know what happened. This is why so many people that have got problems, they don't even know how those problems came about. Because there was a craft. A craft, it is an ideology that your enemy, whether it be a witch, whether it be just a friend, whether it be someone else, is able to use in a way that you will not know it's them. Come on. There are people who are fired without even knowing what really happened for them to be fired. There was a crafty, something crafty happened. There are people right now who, they don't even know why they were supposed to get married. The boyfriend just changed. They don't even know that someone went behind. There was a crafty that happened. That's why witchcraft is known as craft. Because there is an idea that they would do for you without knowing. They may use your picture. They may use your photo. They may mention your name without you even knowing that actually your name is being mentioned. So the Bible here says, let's go back there. He frustrates the devices of the crafty. No, come on. Come on. Maybe for you to understand the word crafty there, let's go to message. I want you to see this. All right?
Message. Mm-hmm. He aborts the schemes of the conniving crooks.
So that none of their plots
come to term.
Wait, let's go to NIV. I want you to understand something here. There is something that is going on that you may not know in your family. Why your children are behaving in that way? Why your marriage is behaving in that way? Why your finances are happening in that way? Imagine working so hard but not knowing or not understanding what happens with your money. Imagine putting money in every business but not knowing and understanding why nothing works. Something crafty is happening. In the month of October, it will be aborted. Come on, someone said it will be aborted.
It will be aborted.
In the month of October, it will be frustrated. Somebody say frustrated.
Frustrated.
Now, I want you to see the scripture here, because most of you are passing through things which you don't know why, because there's a craft. Listen to me. You will not know why you are passing through because there is a craftiness. Wait, let's see the scripture. The Bible says in NIV, he twats, okay, the plans of the crafty.
So that their hands achieve no success.
Whatsoever they are planning against you, in this month of October, God will abort it. So that whatever they are planning to achieve in your life, it will not be achieved. Come on. Hear me out. It will not happen. Now, give me good news translation.
He upsets the plans of the cunning people.
Exactly.
And traps the wise in their own schemes. So that nothing they do succeeds.
God will upset. You know, I know there are some people right now who are discussing about how can we bring Bushiri down. This is a word for you. In this month of October, you will be frustrated. Karamande rebo shaprahata kapa. I said in this month of October, God has already visited you. And whatsoever scheme you're planning has been aborted, has been thwarted, has been frustrated, has been stopped. Anyone planning against you, any scheme that is being planned against you, planning against your family, whether against your ministry, whether against your business, it has been stopped. Do you know there are people right now who don't even know how they came where they are right now? Things were moving well in the beginning. Everything just stopped. Listen, there was a craftiness somewhere happening. There was a crafty spirit. Until today, you are blinded. You don't even know, how did we come here? How did my life reach like this? There is something crafty that is happening. The Bible says God is able to frustrate that scheme. You didn't hear me. God is able to frustrate whatsoever happened, whatsoever is going on. Imagine your children. Some of your children looks like fools. It's like you even wonder, you sit down and you see at your children, and some of you, they are girls. Some of you, they are boys. You can't understand what is going on. But I want you to know this, that God will frustrate whatsoever happened. Whatsoever happened to be where we are today, God will frustrate them in the name of Jesus. Let's go to Isaiah 7, verse 7. My favorite verse. All right, Isaiah 7, verse 7. What is the Bible saying about all their plans of the enemy against you?
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 7. Thus says the Lord God, it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass.
Whatsoever they're planning against you, it shall not what?
Stand.
It will not stand.
Yes.
Neither shall it come
to pass.
To pass. Because most people think witchcraft is only when someone has bewitched you. No. Witchcraft, listen to me, that's what's called witchcraft. To witch, it means to manipulate. Did you hear that? To witch or to bewitch, it means to manipulate. And craft, it means in a certain wisdom that people must not know. So they do not only bewitch you to be sick and die. No. There are many people who are bewitched, just their character. All of a sudden, a woman, your wife, who you love, or your girlfriend, she will just change. And she's just rude for no reason. And some of you, it's your husband. Your husband can just change for no reason. And you find that you're having problems. Sometimes your own children, sometimes your own your family members, just fighting you, and you have done nothing wrong. But you find that your mom-in-law, or your father-in-law, or your aunt, or your cousins, or your uncles are just against you because they are bewitched. So you must understand why it is known as craft. Sometimes it is your business, your career, and you do not need someone to bewitch you. Okay? They are demons of witchcraft. On their own, they can bewitch you without involving anyone to bewitch you. They are demons of witchcraft. They can bewitch you on their own. They don't need to send someone to be on their own. They can bewitch you. Now, if you go to Galatians 3, verse 1, the people of Galatians, the church, believers, people who are praying in tongues, they were all bewitched. No, you didn't hear me. Until Paul wrote a letter, he said, all foolish Galatians, who has what?
Who has bewitched you?
Who has bewitched you?
That you should not know to obey the truth.
Now, hear that. So, their type of bewitchment was not to be sick or to die or to be involved in an accident. It was to backslide. I'm telling you, you can be in church and get bewitched. Oh, come on. I'm talking to somebody right here. So, can you imagine? That's what's known as a craft. All of a sudden, you're no longer praying like before. All of a sudden, you're no longer fasting like before. All of a sudden, you're no longer loving God the way you used to love God before. Because spiritually, you are attacked. Spiritually, you are bewitched. That's why it's a craft. You actually be normal. You think there's nothing wrong going on. while something wrong is happening around you, you better wake up sooner. This is why in this month of October, we are frustrating every crafty. Oh, you didn't hear me. Every crafty spirit, whatsoever is happening, that your character must be bewitched. Your character must change. Your loving for God is decreasing. Some of you, your prayer life is decreasing. Some of you, how you used to reason, to think, to plan. Some of you, you had a business before or a career before. All of a sudden, you're no longer interested because you are being bewitched. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every plan.
Every plan.
Every crafty spirit.
Every crafty spirit.
All your plans.
All your plans.
Are aborted in this month.
Are aborted in this month.
They are aborted in this
they
month.
They are aborted in this month.
They are uprooted in this
they
month.
They are uprooted in this month.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You are uprooted in my family.
You are uprooted in my family.
You are uprooted from my children.
You are uprooted from
you
my children.
You are uprooted from my finances.
You are uprooted from my finances.
You are uprooted from my future.
You are uprooted from my future.
Rooted from my ministry.
You are rooted from,
you are
my,
rooted
ministry.
From my spiritual
you are
life.
Rooted from
every
spiritual
crafty
life.
Spirit.
Every crafty spirit.
In the month of October.
In the month of
you
October.
Are rooted now.
You are rooted now.
Put your hands for the Lord. Put your hands. Hey, never forget, he frustrates the devices of the crafty. Devices. Not just the crafty. But they are devices. So devices are weapons. They may use gossip to bring you down. They may use curses to bring you down. They may use soulish prayers to bring you down. Whatsoever they are using as a device, God will frustrate those devices. They may use poverty, financial frustration. But I said, all those plans are coming to nothing. In the month of October, something great is going to happen. Now, we are finishing with one prayer point. John 14, verse 14.
John 14, verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Full stop. Now, you didn't hear. I don't know if you hear the scripture the way I hear the scripture. But did you just hear this statement? The statement starts with a condition. And what's the condition?
If
you ask. Yes. And whatsoever you ask, it has to be in his name. Yes. Now, the statement does not say if you ask some things. It says, if you what?
If you ask anything.
What? Anything. Anything. Why don't you ask God anything? But the problem is, you ask God according to what you have. Like, can you imagine somebody saying, Lord, I pray, I'm asking you that you give me a car. And the type of a car you're asking, it's according to your budget. That's not faith. That's normal. Tonight, in the month of October, yes. I don't want you to ask God because you are limited, because you are working or you're not working. Yes. I want you to tell God exactly what you want. I don't want you to limit him, to put any limitation. Ask God anything that you want, yes. And it will be given. Come on, let's read again. Let's read again the scripture.
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Okay. NIV.
You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
You may ask me for
anything in my name, and I will do it.
Is it saying some things or anything?
Anything.
Now let's go to John 3. Okay. Let's go to John chapter 3, verse 34. What is the scripture saying?
The book of John chapter 3 verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure.
Read again.
For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure.
In NIV,
for the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives the Spirit without limit.
Are you understanding that the Spirit of God that actually works in you has no limit? Has no measure? Why do you give God limits? Why do you put yourself? Why do you find yourself that you're asking God for small, small things? Why do you measure yourself? Because the Spirit of God whom we use, He is the Spirit without limit. He is the Spirit without measure. You can ask anything you want tonight. It will be given to you. I want you to raise up your hands right now. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I raise my hands.
As I raise my hands.
Father, I remove every limit.
Father, I remove every limit.
That I have been giving you.
That I have been giving
in
you.
In my prayer.
In my prayer.
I believe.
I believe.
You can do anything.
You can do anything.
I believe.
I believe.
You can do everything.
You can do everything.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray for anything you want. Anything you want. Anything you want. Wherever you are, I want you to stretch your hands towards me right now as I pray with you and as I pray for you right now. And I want you to believe that the Lord can do anything. I want you to believe the Lord can do anything, anything, anything. Trust you me, anything. Anything, the Lord can do anything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand to Him. I stretch my hand to her right now. Father, you are able to do anything. I stand in agreement with them. Father, as Moses raised up his hand, Joshua was winning the battle. I also raise my hand. May this woman win the battle. May this man win the battle. May this person have their victory. May they receive their testimony.
I receive.
In the month of October, I pray for your miracle to happen.
I receive.
I pray for your testimony to happen.
I receive.
I pray for your deliverance to happen.
I receive.
I pray for your testimony to happen.
I receive.
Receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
In Jesus' name I pray. Congratulations to you.